Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
G'day, listeners. How are you today?
Hello, listeners. How are we?
Coxie and I have just jumped in the studio to record an episode for today, Tuesday, the 22nd of September, 2020.
Can you believe it?
22. Ooh, no. 22, 9, 20. It doesn't really work.
No, it's not working for you.
I was thinking the other day about how cool it'll be when, you know, you have like 21, 10, 21 or something next year.
Mm-hmm.
Like you'll have these repeating the 21st of every month you sort of get. So the 20th of every month this year, and I missed them all.
All of them, really? You've got three to go.
So I'll have to, I'm going to go.
Two to go.
In the calendar, I'm going to highlight the 20th of the next few months so I can go 20, 10, 20, just because I like patterns.
Awesome. How are we, listeners? Welcome to Warwick's. Waffle with the Waz. Thank you, Amy.
That's what WWW stands for. Waffle with Waz. There we go. It's come out. Tom's going to love that.
We have had our waffle and now we move on to serious business.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Speaking of waffle and patterns and things that repeat.
You're trying very hard to find a way to make this work, aren't you?
Oh, I'm going to do it.
Go on. Show me.
It's habits. See, I'm in a habit of waffling at the start of every episode, Coxie.
I'm going to have to pay you that one. You've done it again.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to do the rapper thing, but I really suck at it. It's like, you know,
You look like an old man.
Thing? Yeah, because I'm wearing a flanno.
Yeah.
An old man waving his arms around.
I know. You don't look cool at all. You look like you're telling somebody off. Yelling at the dog out the window.
Yeah. I've been known to do that on podcast episodes. Anyway, habits. Habits are sneaky bloody things, Coxie.
They kind of take over our lives without us even realizing.
Yes. And we have had some cracking sessions with, I was going to say men in particular, in the last 2 or 3 weeks with our clients here at Tradies in Business, people that give us money, listeners. There are people that give Coxie and me money for us to talk to them. In actual fact, for us to listen to them. That's usually when I stop talking is when people pay me. So if you would like me to waffle less on the podcast, I can give you the link at the end of the episode today to put money in our bank account and I will waffle less for you.
Waffle less. I'll happily pay you to waffle less.
Maybe that's our Patreon opportunity is for a premium podcast episode where Waz doesn't speak. Anywho, we've had some cracking sessions and some guys especially with some big wins, some big breakthroughs. Like I'm talking, and I've been doing this for a long time and you've been doing it for nearly as long as me, but you're not quite as old. And I'm talking breakthroughs that as a coach get me a little bit leaky faced. You know, I can feel the salty water just sneaking in behind the eyeballs. Because of the gravity of these breakthroughs, and it's so massive for these people that we're working with. And the paradox is they're such tiny, simple, seemingly innocuous little things that have led to these big breakthroughs.
Small points of change can make massive difference. And I think it's something we underestimate because we're just so busy being busy and doing the thing. We don't realize what a massive impact some of these small habits create on our bigger lives, either in business or personally.
It's something that we probably don't talk about a lot here on the podcast. And I don't think a lot of traditional business coaches spend a lot of time on it. because we are so focused on the practicalities of marketing and cash flow and margins and productivity and, you know, looking at our profit and loss and figuring out what marketing strategies we should be executing. And it all becomes very pragmatic and very, you know, left brain. It's very logic based.
Mm.
When you and I have seen it personally for ourselves, I suspect for you at least, I know I have for me, that I've experienced big changes in life in terms of the results that I see when I actually do something about some of the simple things.
Mm.
Even, you know, a classic example, a couple of weeks ago, one of our clients has started meditating for 10 minutes a day.
Yeah, just 10 minutes.
And he's a different guy. Mm. I'm not sure if he listens to the podcast. I won't name him just for, you know, privacy and lack of weirdness. I'll talk about Tom and Mitch instead.
Yes, well, they're quite open. They're used to it, aren't they?
They love a bit of a cameo shout out.
They do.
It's 10 minutes of meditation for a week, and this guy has, look, transformed would perhaps be too big a word to put on.
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Knowing the person we're talking about the way that you and I do, no, I don't think that's too big a word at all. He has literally transformed a lot of the chaos in his life.
And he's actually making better decisions.
Mm.
He's embracing change more.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing more of the fundamental things, the big things. He's able to do the big things because he's taken care of the little things. There you go. There's a wasism for you. So I really want to talk more in today's episode about some of the little things that support you to tackle the big things, because I find so often, Coxie, that in my life and particularly in our clients and our members of Tradies in Business here, is that the big things can just seem like the metaphoric eating an elephant. It is just incomprehensible that we could tackle some of this stuff.
I feel like it's it probably relates back to goals, and I don't want to get into the 90-day planning session thing today because that's what isn't what today's about, but I can liken it to when we set big goals. We spoke to one of our tradiepreneurs this morning who was talking about having a business where that can run without him. And so we've encouraged him, well, what does that actually look like? What does that actually mean? That's too big and too broad for anybody else to really understand what that looks like for you in your business. Habits have become very much the same. We can look at, you know, let's talk the classic one, I suppose. I'd like to lose weight. Well, I'd like to lose 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 kilos or whatever it might be. That's an enormous mindset shift to wrap your head around. Whereas how about we just start with something a little bit smaller, like I'm only going to have 2 cups of coffee today, or I'm not drinking any fizzy drink today, or I won't be having my ice break at Smoko today. One small change that you then embed over a period of time, you've broken a habit. And then we move on to the next small change and the next small change. And those small changes are mind-blowingly simple. However, they have huge results in all areas of your life, not just your business. And as we conquer each of those, it's a little bit like the goal setting. The reason we break it down for you is because it becomes addictive. As you tick off something on that list that you have done, as you lose the first kilo, as you have gone a week without having your ice break, as you didn't have a beer every day of the week for the last 2 weeks, those things really become then a new habit. You become really proud. You're encouraged to do more. You're encouraged to try something else. All of this becomes a snowball effect that then moves forward for a longer period of time and helps you set about more new patterns that all have a massive transformative result, both personally and within your business.
Wow, this is like a life coaching episode, a transformative result.
Getting big, big.
I love it.
Huge, quickly, really. Hang on. Not where we were going, but let's do it.
Let me light my incense sticks, Coxie.
I'm just going to ding the gongs.
instead of dong and the gings. So yeah. it is, though, you said something really important that I'm going to make a meal of, but it's around habits. It's those little things that become habits, that become addictive. And it's like reversing the addiction. You know, when you become addicted to your daily 10 minutes of meditation or to setting your sleep app and getting 7 hours of quality sleep a night, it, unless you've been there, I think it's hard to comprehend how impactful simple little things like that can be. And we had one of our awesome tradiepreneurs this morning expounding the same thing, is you know, just around sleep. And he's had a breakthrough there, and sure, he's got to go on with it. And you know, he's saying, well, if it continues and if it works out, and it's like, well, let's put a plan in place to make it continue and make it a habit. But he's a different guy just from getting a decent night's sleep.
And that travels straight through to your business then. Suddenly you can make decisions clearly. You can do them quickly. You have a full understanding of the energy that you have to expend in a day. It's not, work doesn't become a drag. Your business isn't a drag. You're not feeling exhausted and beaten. He did mention that a few times, how he was feeling beaten by his life and what it looked like. And that has changed simply from getting a bit more sleep. I'd love to parallel to one of our drawing board members who has found great clarity in his daily life by using his daily activity journal.
Yes.
It's a little tool that we have in the trade desk that encourages you to sit down in the morning and set your intention for the day. So when I know that sounds a bit wanky, but setting your intention for the day is basically reminding you what your focus points are for the day. What are the things you really need to give attention to today? Sure, it might be leading an apprentice. It could be ensuring that your marketing has begun. It might be that we need to give 100% focus today to the job at hand, and that is doing the rough-in for a plumbing job. Whatever it might be, it helps you set that focus before you even leave the house. And then at the end of the day, you have the opportunity then to come back and reflect and think, you know what, I achieved that today. That was great. And that sense of power again, that it's control. It's the sense of control coming back into your life means that we're able to let go of some of that other stuff that normally stresses us because we realize it's not that important. And we have that clarity around what it is that we need to be doing on a daily basis. Again, it's just another habit. It's having a great result for our drawing board member, in particular that I'm talking about. There's two that use it really, really religiously. And it really makes big change for them in their business. Small steps, 5 minutes twice a day.
Yeah. And I think you said earlier this episode that it's that collection of small things that really does, listeners, lead to big stuff happening. And I liken it to athletes or sports people or any performer. You think of any performer in the modern day, if they have a game or a big gig or something on, they prepare for that the day, the week, the month prior. But they, you know, some of the just, I guess, default accepted things about maybe a sporting event the next day, if you want to do your best tomorrow in the game, well, you're going to eat well today. You're going to hydrate properly. You're going to try and get a good night's rest. You're going to limit, you know, outside influences on your headspace. You might do a bit of meditation. You might do a session with your sports psychologist, which for the rest of us we call counselors. And psychologists, you know, you go and give the brain a tune-up, give the thoughts a bit of a tune-up, you have a bit of a relax tonight, and you wake up tomorrow ready to rock and roll. You've got a game plan in place, you'll have particular habits on the morning of the game, you know, you'll eat a good breakfast, or you might do it fasted, you'll drink some more water. Like, there's a whole bunch of little things that on their own aren't going to do anything for you. Like, just because you got a good night's sleep, if you smashed 10 beers before you went to bed, and you wake up and you smoke a durry before you actually, you know, before your feet hit the floor, and then you smash a pie and an ice break just before you run on the field, you might not have the best game of your life. And, you know, there'll be a few people going, oh, yeah, whatever, you know, I'm tougher than that, you know, smash a pie and drink a beer before I play footy. That's great, but science, you know, that little science thing, it would suggest that there's other simple things you can do to actually perform better. Now, in business, you listening to this podcast are pretty much playing a Saturday game, a big game, every day of your life. And that takes a toll on your body, your mind, your emotions, your relationships, your headspace. So it kind of makes sense that you really should have a system of preparing for tomorrow's game today and every day, because that's what you're asking yourself to do. And I think this idea that you just kind of, you just keep grinding away and, you know, smash a few beers tonight and it'll be right, you know, I'll just get up tomorrow and I'll do it all again. And particularly for the blokes, you know, I'll just tough it out and that's just what you got to do. You're missing out on some pretty amazing stuff just by having a bit of a think about, okay, well, could I tweak a few things?
I think we've forgotten how to nurture ourselves.
Yes.
I feel like nurturing has become spoiling. And when I'm talking about nurturing, I'm not necessarily talking about going to get a facial or a massage or spending the weekend with the boys. You'd look great with pretty nails. But I'm talking about small things that we can do on a day-to-day basis that help recenter us and help us block out some of that busyness that creeps into all of our lives. I got a tip years and years ago about writing a list of things that make me feel good and then trying to find the really small, simple things that might only take 5 or 10 minutes that I could actually start to implement into my day. So that list lives somewhere where I can see it every day. And therefore, when I start to feel overwhelmed or busy or out of control, I can pull back to one of those things on the list. Now, for me, they are simple things like walking in the yard with no shoes. As much as I hate dirty feet, there is something about standing on the ground, the bare ground with bare feet that makes me feel amazing. 5 minutes is all that takes for me to feel better. I have an egg chair swingy thing in my backyard, 10 minutes in that, and I feel like I've done hours of meditation. It does not take me long. Or watering the plants. Very much, obviously, I need to be centered outside. However, there are other small things that I can do in my house, like putting on some hand cream, which sounds ridiculous, and I'm sure all the blokes will be rolling their eyes and wondering what I'm on about. It feels like a really luxurious way to spoil myself. It takes 2 to 3 minutes. It's a great reset. It pauses where I'm at, gives me an opportunity to think about doing something different and feel like I've just nurtured myself. When I think about the builder, how does he nurture himself? Well, watering the garden is a big thing for him to do. He goes and fixes a little thing. Well, we live in a Queenslander. There's a perpetual list of little things to be fixed.
Yep.
He will go and fix one tiny little thing. He'll do it on a daily basis when he's, you know, he works from a home office as well. When he's getting really overwhelmed or it's too much, it's too busy, he'll go and fix something. Or he'll go and make a cup of coffee, which I know is something that you do as well, Warwick. Mm-hmm. Or he is the king of making salads. He'll go and make a salad prepared for hours later when he's finally going to eat it because it just breaks the cycle. It makes him feel good. So it's about, I'd really like to encourage you to have a look around your current habits and find some change you can make to some current habits. But then remember also that we need to nurture ourselves. So what does that look like for you? Is it a 10-minute chat to one of your friends on the phone? Is it catching up for a coffee once a month with a mate more frequently if you can? But what other nice positive bits can we bring back into our lives?
I think most people, Coxie, and if you're listening to this, you probably already have an idea of the things that build you up, that take care of you, that make you feel better, those small things that have a positive impact on you and how you feel. And I suspect you probably have a sense of the things that maybe you're currently doing that detract from that, that make you feel a little worse, or maybe they're not as positive as some of the other things you could be doing. I'm going to encourage you, listeners, to make a list, grab a piece of paper, draw it into two columns. So put a line down the middle of the page, two columns, and on the left put things that make me feel better, or things that serve me, things that help me. And I'm talking little things. And on the other side, things that make me feel worse, or things that don't serve me. And be honest with yourself. If you think drinking 6 beers every night is helping you and supporting you to perform at a high level every day as a business owner and deal with stress and big decisions, then if that's your honest answer, then that's fine. Put the 6 beers down. Maybe that's a reduction from the 18 you normally have. But you know, be honest with yourself and have a look around. You know, there's plenty of information about what is just generally accepted as truth as far as what's good for us. We know as a society that 7 to 8 hours sleep is optimal for everybody apart from one or two interesting people on the planet, okay? Don't try and tell us that 4 hours is enough because you read something somewhere on my twit face about, you know, sleep is for losers. Like, all that macho stuff, that's a load of crap. Science says that 7 to 8 hours sleep. Now, if you're not getting 7 to 8 hours sleep, that's a simple thing that you can change. It'll make a big difference. Mindfulness, your nutrition, how you get ready for bed, the stuff you put in your pie hole, you know, the things that you drink. I don't drink coffee as a rule after midday because I know it affects my sleep quality. I can still sleep for 8 hours, but it affects my sleep quality. So make a list of little things for you. Is it toes in the grass? Is it, you know, jumping on the kids' trampoline when they're not looking? Is it cooking dinner for the misso? Or is it, you know, giving your husband a shoulder massage when he comes home? Like, you know, make a list of the simple little things that make you feel better, the things that don't, and then have a look at your life. Do a bit of an audit. Can you work some of the simple positive things in as habits? And can you maybe start to wind back just little by little on some of the things that you're doing, like, you know, Facebooking till 11:23 p.m. Maybe that's a little thing you can change. Just set a curfew of 11 p.m. And start to wind that back and serve yourself a little better. And then write to us here at Tradies in Business and tell us how it goes for you. Because I would love to hear more stories like the few people we've spoken to, our clients, in the last couple of weeks. I'd love to hear from you listeners with your stories. How did it go? Put it in place. Let us know.
Something we say here a lot at Tradies in Business is small change, consistent small change drives results, whether that be positively because you're working towards achieving a goal or it be you taking away something that isn't serving you in your life. Either way, consistent small change will make a big, big difference to what you're doing for yourself and you and your trade business. If it does sound like a good idea for you to join us then and help us help you find what your goals are and how we can start to work towards those with you over the next 90 days. We're almost running out of time. You need to register. Hop on over to Facebook to find Tradies in Business. Click the events tab and you'll see you have the opportunity there to register for our TIB 90, final TIB 90 for this year. We've got 40 registrations already.
Holy crap. We're going to be busy on Friday.
You're going to be very busy. But that's a commitment we make to you. We are running them free this year as our commitment to you to help you in your business. It's been a weird and wonderful world. We'd love to see more of you come along, particularly you podcast listeners that so graciously lend us your ear holes on a regular basis. Come and see what we're all about. Let us help you flesh out what your goals are. Let us help you drive some consistent change to give you the results that you desire. This Friday, 25th of September, starting at 1 p.m. And we will conclude with a networking hour of, well, it's just drinks. We just get together and drink, have a bit of fun. We laugh, we poke fun at Warwick where we can. Some of the partners join us. The kids often drop by. My dog is always here with me. So, you know, it's a bit of a free-for-all, but it's good fun. Friday afternoons are great. We'd love to see more of you there.
Nice bit of social connection, which I think a lot of us are missing these days, Coxie.
Most definitely.
So there you go, listeners. Little things leading to big results. Go grab a piece of paper, divide it into two columns, make your list, little things on both sides, and make some small changes today. Start today and let us know how it goes for you. And as Coxie said, get along on Friday. Thanks again for listening.
Hooroo.
Hooroo.
You've been listening to the Tradies in Business podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business, and other cool stuff at tradiesinbusiness.com.au.